Okay, imagine this. A system that's supposed to handle billions of your tax dollars. Billions. But it's so, I don't know, frustrating, so bogged down that the government agencies, it's meant to help. They actually avoid using it, like two-thirds of the time. No, this isn't some wild theory. It's the actual reality of how a huge chunk of your money gets spent. We're talking delays, hidden costs, and honestly, middlemen who seem to add zero value, just expense. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the General Services Administration Procurement System, the GSA. Yeah, and we've got some really fascinating source material here, a detailed meeting transcript, plus an executive summary from a book that's coming out soon called Software for Fiscal Accountability in Government Purchases, Evolution Today. Pretty clear. We want to unpack just how, well, how poor the value is and how high the costs are with the GSA's current setup, and really explain why this matters directly to you, to your wallet, but also show how modern solutions could genuinely help the government. Help society, make it easy to understand how your tax dollars are really being spent, because frankly, you deserve to know. Okay, let's unpack this. So let's pull back the curtain here. I mean, before we even talk fixes, we have to grasp the sheer scale of the problem, the inefficiency. And it starts with something pretty basic, how often the agencies just don't use the system built for them, right? Our sources show GSA pricing only covers about 35% of federal contracts at places like the VA. Just 35%. Think about what that means. A system designed for efficiency is so clunky, so cumbersome, that agencies avoid it most of the time. Yeah, they get pushed into these last-minute buys, less competitive ways of purchasing things, especially, you know, when the fiscal year end is looming and they just need to spend the budget. It stops being about saving money and starts being about speed, often at a much higher cost.
Oh, absolutely. It's a true administrative nightmare, and it just bleeds money. What's really frustrating is how simple, common sense things become these massive roadblocks. Like, picture a company needing to update their pricing, maybe just 5% because of inflation. Simple, right? Should take minutes. But for GSA to process that, it can take anywhere from 30 to 90 days.
Hold on, 30 to 90 days for a
Yeah.
simple inflation adjustment.
Yep. And you've got contract officers spending weeks, literally weeks, nitpicking decimal points, you know, cover letter formatting, and each of these officers is juggling maybe 200
Wait,
contracts.
wait. So these people managing hundreds of contracts, overseeing millions, potentially billions in spending, are burning weeks on cover letter formats instead of
Yeah.
negotiating better deals. That's kind of wild.
It is wild, and it's a massive, massive loss of productivity. Just think about it. If those officers weren't stuck on decimal points, they could be strategically negotiating, saving millions, finding innovative small businesses, protecting critical infrastructure. Automation could shrink that whole process down to just hours. It would shift their focus from, you know, administrative grind to actual strategic work. Right now, we're basically paying highly skilled people to do secretarial tasks.
Wow. And okay, if that wasn't bad enough, then there's what our sources call the middleman problem. And honestly, when I first read this part, my jaw kind of dropped. It feels so backward. You have executive orders like the OneGov idea, pushing for direct buying from manufacturers, cut out the layers, save taxpayer money. Makes sense. But GSA? They seem to have gone in the exact opposite direction.
It's baffling.
Yeah? The sources give concrete examples. GSA negotiated rates with huge companies, Microsoft, Adobe, Uber, Lyft. Sounds good so far. But instead of the government buying directly through those deals, GSA routed them through a middleman, like through Carousel's GSA schedule.
Right. Adding a layer, adding cost.
Exactly. It's like imagine going to buy a car, but you pay an extra fee for someone else to talk to the salesperson for you. Except here, it's your tax money being wasted. It's just,
Yeah.
it fundamentally breaks the idea of market efficiency within the government itself, adds cost, zero value.
And that inefficiency, it feeds right into another huge problem, the
Yeah.
government basically flying blind on spending. This leads us to the data collection disaster. Get this. After 6 years of trying to collect useful data, GSA has managed to scrape together only about 10,000 lines of labor category data.
10,000 lines for managing billions. That sounds
It's
tight.
woefully insufficient for making informed decisions. And what's really fascinating here, or maybe just frustrating, is that GSA might know a Microsoft license is listed on a contract for, say, $50, but they often have, well, no idea if the Department of Agriculture is actually paying $5 per license.
How is that even possible?
Because historically, there's been no reporting between the contract and the actual purchase. They
Right.
never tracked the final price paid.
But why? Is it just inertia? We never did it before, or is there some technical reason, or does the lack of clarity maybe benefit some?
Our sources point to a mix, definitely inertia, definitely the limits of their old tech. But whatever the reason, the consequence is huge for you, the taxpayer. Without knowing the real prices paid, the government simply cannot negotiate good volume discounts. They can't spot wasteful spending patterns. They can't make smart strategic choices. It's an information black hole. And yeah, GSA admits they never tracked that before.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just the government and taxpayers getting the short end of the stick. Businesses suffer too, right?
Oh, definitely.
Our sources describe getting on a GSA schedule, you know, that pre-approved vendor list, as a total vendor nightmare.
Mm.
It's not simple. It's a bureaucratic maze.
Mm-hmm.
It can take months or years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive,
mm-hmm.
especially for small or medium-sized businesses. So they might need consultants, lawyers,
mm-hmm.
just to get in the door. We even read that some huge companies like Amazon just avoid it because the system feels so old and broken.
Right. And once you're in... Modification madness. Any little change becomes this massive ordeal. The example given was a software company wanting to add a new cybersecurity product. Okay, sounds important.
Very.
They submit the paperwork. Weeks go by. Feedback comes back about the formatting of the cover letter.
Oh, come on.
Seriously. They fix it, resubmit, more Wix. Then maybe they get actual feedback on the tech specs. By the time this whole back and forth finishes, months later, that cutting-edge cybersecurity product, it might already be out of date.
That's terrifying. Think about the security implications. A needed tool is obsolete before it even gets approved because of paperwork lag.
Exactly. It completely stifles innovation and agility. So what you end up with is this competitive disadvantage. The system rewards companies good at navigating bureaucracy, not necessarily the ones with the best, most innovative, or most cost-effective products, which means great companies might just throw up their hands and say, dealing with the government isn't worth it. And that's a loss for everybody, especially taxpayers who miss out. And ultimately, this GSA failure forces government agencies and taxpayers to pay the price, literally. When the GSA schedules don't work or take too long, agencies have to find workarounds.
Which means...
It means last-minute buying, often with less competition, driving prices up, or even declaring emergencies to bypass the normal competitive process entirely. Again, usually at premium prices. It's a direct consequence of the main system just not functioning properly.
So the inefficiency itself creates more cost.
Precisely. And there are hidden costs everywhere. We talked about the middleman fees. That's obvious. But think about the salaries of those contract officers stuck doing admin instead of strategy. That's a huge hidden cost. And then the opportunity costs. Massive. When agencies can't get the tech they need quickly, like for cybersecurity threats, the cost of that delay isn't just money. It's potentially compromised systems, lost productivity.
Right, or just not being able to serve people effectively.
Exactly. And it ripples out. There's a big state and local impact, too. State and local governments often use federal funds, right? Which means they often have to use these same GSA processes.
Ah, so they inherit the same problems.
They inherit the inefficiencies, yeah.
Huh?
And often they have even fewer resources to navigate the complexity. Think about a school district using federal funds for computers. They're stuck waiting months while kids could be learning. Or an emergency agency needing equipment fast during a disaster, but getting bogged down by federal procurement rules. Communities become vulnerable.
And this brings us to something that probably really grinds taxpayers' gears. The accountability vacuum. GSA setup is pretty unique, isn't it? It's an independent agency, and it funds itself.
Mm-hmm. Through that fee.
Right, that 0.75% fee on every single transaction going through its system.
Which adds up to billions.
Billions, yeah.
So historically, because it's self-funded, it hasn't faced the same kind of intense scrutiny or pressure for reform as agencies needing direct money from Congress.
It operates with less direct oversight, you could say. Your money, less oversight. Plus, our sources mentioned leadership instability, the third acting administrator recently. That makes sustained reform incredibly tough.
Very difficult. Constant change at the top hinders long-term strategy.
So what does this all mean? After digging through all these problems, the obvious question is there a fix? Can this be untangled? And the good news, based on our sources, is a pretty loud yes. They outline a three-phase solution using modern tech for modern government.
It's really encouraging.
Totally. Phase one is about streamlining GSA schedule access. They describe it like TurboTax for GSA schedules.
Ha. Huh. Okay, I like that analogy.
Right. Automating the paperwork, guiding businesses so submissions are right the first time, real-time tracking, so no more black hole, catching errors before submission to cut down rejection rates, stop the endless back and forth, and building a knowledge base so the system gets smarter over time.
That alone would be huge. Then, phase two builds on it, tackling that modification nightmare with automated contract management.
Mm.
So a vendor needs to update pricing or add a product. The system would check it against the rules automatically.
Instant compliance checks, not weeks of manual review.
Exactly. It shifts to exception-based review.
Mm-hmm.
Only the really complex stuff needs a human eye. Frees up those contract officers for high-value work, not busy work. It's kind of like how Amazon lets sellers update listings easily.
Wow.
This could genuinely take a process that currently takes weeks and shrink it down to maybe an hour. Think of the productivity leap.
An hour instead of weeks? That's transformative. That frees up so much expert time.
It really is.
Okay, and then phase three.
Phase three is the buyer-side marketplace. Essentially a modern online shopping experience, but for government buyers.
Like Amazon for government procurement.
Sort of, yeah. Imagine an agency buyer needing software. They log in, see real-time prices, compare options easily, maybe even see reviews from other agencies.
Okay, that sounds much better than digging through old catalogs.
Way better. Transparent pricing showing actual costs paid, not just list prices. Access to real usage data, see what others are buying and paying. Streamlined ordering for simple stuff, maybe just click to buy. And analytics to help managers make smarter long-term decisions.
And could this be mandated? Like, if you're using federal funds, you have to use this marketplace.
That's definitely a possibility discussed in the sources. It would ensure broad adoption and maximize the impact.
And the tech behind this, it's not just patching the old GSA systems.
No, definitely not. The proposal is to build new systems on modern cloud platforms, using advanced stuff like entity resolution, basically, tech to accurately link all the detailed line items across tons of different contracts, even if the formats are messy.
Okay.
Plus machine learning to get smarter over time, integration capabilities to connect with existing systems, and making it mobile friendly.
So this sounds like a win-win-win. Let's break down the benefits for businesses.
Huge wins. Faster time to market, days or weeks, not months. Lower admin costs, freeing up money for R&D. A level playing field, especially for smaller businesses who can compete on merit, not just bureaucratic skill. And predictable processes, better data access.
Okay. And for the government agencies actually using this system.
Real cost savings, for starters. Eliminating middlemen, driving prices down with actual competition, much faster response to their needs, getting critical tools quickly, better decisions because they have real data, less admin burden on their staff. And improved accountability, with clear audit trails showing responsible spending, no more guessing games on prices.
And finally, for us, the taxpayers and society.
Transparency, finally seeing how our money is spent and knowing we're getting value. Fostering innovation, as the best companies can now actually work with the government. Better economic efficiency overall. Better public services, because agencies get what they need faster. And just less waste, cutting out the admin bloat and those unnecessary fees.
Yeah, less waste sounds good.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this kind of solution really models how government can modernize. It shows how technology can make government more efficient, more responsive. It's not just fixing GSA, it's a potential blueprint. And it directly supports those goals, like OneGov, making direct purchasing from manufacturers the easy default option, not the exception.
So the core message here really feels clear. The current GSA system, it's basically an old relic, stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology to fix it, it's here. It exists today. It's not some far-off dream. The solutions are laid out in these sources.
Right.
So we face a choice, don't we? Keep muddling through with this costly, slow, opaque system that benefits, well, maybe the middleman and the status quo.
Mm.
Or actually embrace the transparency, the efficiency, the accountability that modern tech offers. It seems like the better choice for businesses, for agencies, and definitely for taxpayers.
Which really raises an important question, doesn't it? It's not about can we fix this? The tech is there. The benefits seem obvious. The problems are undeniable. The real question is, do we collectively have the will to put in place these common sense solutions that help almost everyone instead of just, you know, protecting a bureaucratic system that's clearly costing us all?